Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this reminder that we were once in darkness, but now you've translated us into your kingdom. And in your kingdom, your righteousness rules. Jesus, you rule. So thank you. Thank you for your goodness that has come. And thank you. We can stay in your goodness and be separated from everything that once bound us. And so we really appreciate this amazing love, this amazing kingdom, and this amazing King, and all that is revealed to us through our fellowship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 5 from verse 5 to 10.
From the TPT.
It has been made clear to you already that the kingdom of God cannot be accessed by anyone who is guilty of sexual sin or who is impure or greedy, for greed is the essence of idolatry. How could they expect to have an inheritance in Christ's kingdom while doing those things? Don't be fooled by those who speak their empty words and deceptive teachings telling you otherwise. This is what brings God's anger upon the rebellious. Don't listen to them or live like them at all. Once your life was full of sin's darkness, but now you have the very light of our Lord shining through you because of your union with Him. Your mission is to live as children flooded with His revelation light, and the supernatural fruits of His light will be seen in you. Goodness, righteousness, and truth. Then you will learn to choose what is beautiful to our Lord.
Hallelujah. So we can just see again, we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness. We were there comparing ourselves, believing lies about ourselves, pushing into deception and rebellion and aggression and whatever the fruits that came from our belief and understanding. But praise God, we are now in the kingdom of the Son of the love of God. And that's what we're pressing now. And those that haven't got this, they try to keep you away. Like Jesus's words were to these teachers of the law with their religious outlook in life. He says they don't go into the kingdom, but they keep you out of it as well. And so the main thing, guys, know we have a perfect redemption and it has come through Jesus. His works are perfect and all His ways are just. And we can embrace that and then we can enjoy the perfectness of the goodness that they're showing to you, that is opening up to you on a daily basis. You can then experience it. So God wants you to see, wants you to embrace, wants you to fellowship. And then from that fellowship, you believe and you speak. And then this beautiful God that loves us, made us for purpose, can then shine His light through us. So you were made for a time like this. You were made to know your God and then make Him known and experience His wonderful love upon you and your children's children. This is a wonderful promise that that which is revealed to you is for you and your children's children. Be blessed, arise and shine in the love, the goodness, the peace, and the presence of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.